Welcome to Lifelines. This is John Augustine. The invention of the printing press immediately led to an avalanche of published books. People who could afford to pay a printer could market their opinions across the European continent. Some books spread the Protestant Revolution, but their authors risked censorship, imprisonment, even death. Martin Luther and John Calvin were famous leaders in this movement, but there were others, including a remarkable man featured in today's biography, titled Out of the Flames. He was born in Spain as Miguel Servet, but he Latinized his name to Michael Servetus when he left home. Michael was a young man of extraordinary intelligence. When he was 13, he could read Greek, Latin, French, even Hebrew, a language forbidden by the church, since it would enable a person to read the Old Testament in the original language. Later, Michael added Arabic so he could read the Quran. At 14, Servetus enrolled in a Spanish university where his genius was recognized, and he was granted special studies. At 15, he transferred to a university in France, and in his 20s, he studied medicine at the University of Paris. He would make his living as a doctor. But his real intellectual passion was the religious controversies of his time, the mid-1500s. Servetus became an outspoken protestor, the root of Protestant, and of course published his convictions. The most inflammable was his denial of the doctrine of the Trinity. His book earned him a death sentence in his native country from that group that nobody ever expects, the Spanish Inquisition. Fortunately, he wasn't living in Spain. Once again, this time as a precaution, he changed his name. Meantime, one of his college classmates was also trying to make a new name, John Calvin. He had also written a radical book emphasizing predestination and his doctrine of original sin. Though both young men were intent on overhauling the church, they were antagonists, like the two cats of Kilkenny, who each thought there was one cat too many. Both men left town one step ahead of the police, with Calvin heading to that haven of religious radicals, Switzerland. Servetus labored years on his next book, a brilliant argument against Calvin's positions. The two men even undertook long-distance debates by letter. But then Servetus took an inexplicable step. He decided to visit his old rival in Geneva, perhaps to challenge him on his own turf. Calvin had become the autocrat of Geneva. He expected the townspeople to address him as master. He recruited a police force of spies to report on the private behavior of his citizens. Whatever Servetus hoped to accomplish by bearding this lion in his den, it didn't work. Shortly after his arrival, he was arrested on Calvin's warrant and imprisoned. After a brief interrogation, Calvin sentenced him to be burned to death at the stake. The fire was fed by copies of the victim's book, but kept as slow as possible to achieve maximum drawn-out suffering. A note on the irony of censorship. Included almost as an afterthought in one of Dr. Servetus's books was a detailed, accurate, brilliant explanation of how blood circulates through the body. This overwhelmingly important medical breakthrough had apparently never been observed, explained, or, most important, published before. But no one picked up on it, because only three copies of Servetus' book had survived the flames, and no one noticed. The world had to wait nearly 100 years for another doctor, William Harvey, in England, to rediscover the pathways of arterial circulation. Imagine the medical progress that could have been achieved in that lost century if Servetus' books had not been put to the torch because of his religious convictions, or what he might have achieved if he had not been executed. This program is Lifelines. I'm John Augustine.